Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of the Chapter by Chapter podcast for Children of Dune. I'm your host, Will.
And I am Steve. We are here to talk about Dune every day. Today, Chapter 49 of the Children of Dune. Will, say something. Say like,
asparagus.
All right, you fucked me up. I don't know.
It's a long day. It's a long day for us, all right? We're getting in the groove of it. We're, you know, even though we do this every day, we still got to get in the groove. And the groove, it takes a while. It takes a while to find the groove.
Cut all that out and just make it, replace it with like this. Well, today you can call me Colonel Sanders because I've got seven spices and one and some herbs. And I'm smoking them all, talking about, yeah. And all the spices are...
I hate all of that even more. Okay, so we are diving into chapter 49. We got a chapter introduction. I'm going to read this chapter because Steve just pissed me off so much. I'm going to just do it myself. I'm going to do it live.
And I'm going to pull the curtain back quickly. He's already agreed to do it. And I did that whole thing on purpose to get him frustrated, that little messy intro, to get him frustrated. Don't because you? I don't want to read this one because it's extremely long.
No, and no, he didn't do this. He's not. He's just, he's putting a ruse up in front of your eyes to make it think like he's tricked me.
Ahead.
Like he's a little puppet master, but he's not. All right. He's not a little
prescience.
Puppet master.
I have my own prescience. I create my own futures.
Shut up.
Read
what
it.
You of the Chome Directorate seem unable to understand is that you seldom find real loyalties in commerce. Depends on how much you pay for it, you ask me. When did you last hear of a clerk giving his life for the company? Perhaps your deficiency rests in the false assumption that you can order men to think and cooperate. This has been a failure of everything from religions to general staffs throughout history. General staffs have a long record of destroying their own nations. As to religions, I recommend a rereading of Thomas Aquinas. As to you of Chome, what nonsense you believe. Men must want to do things out of their own innermost drives. People, not commercial organizations or chains of command, are what make great civilizations work. Every civilization depends upon the quality of the individuals it produces. If you over-organize humans or over-legalize them, suppress their urge to greatness, they cannot work and their civilization collapses. A letter to Chome attributed to the preacher. So we don't know who it came from, but we're pretty sure it's the preacher.
Pretty sure.
Just dropping down, just like slamming the revolutionary vibes right onto the economy. Because that's what Chome is, just the economy. And he's like, the economy's bad, yo.
This is like a punk rock song that Paul's writing.
Yeah, he's and like Occupy Chome. He's standing up.
Occupy Chome. We can't be over legalizing humans, though.
I think we are. I think we're over legalizing all of us. We're over legalizing.
So.
How many licenses
do
you have?
I think so. Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah,
we gotta tear it down.
We gotta tear it all down. Start it all over. It's time to do it.
Tear
it's time
down
to do it.
That Chome.
Because if we don't do it, we're going to lose the worms. And that's what Leto is kind of getting to the point here. I mean, there's the preacher, there's Muad'Dib, dad saying that too. But then the son's like even more militant in the beliefs. He's like, we can't even just tear down the economy. We got to tear it all down.
Yeah. And Muad'Dad is like, son, I don't know. I think you might be taking it a little too far.
He's like, shut up, dad.
We're destroying everything. I'm going to become a worm man. I'll eat the entire planet.
He took all of dad's like Occupy Chome signs and he just crossed it all out and he said, blow up Chome. And dad's like, whoa, don't do that.
That's fuck Chome.
Fuck Chome.
That's a little vulgar.
Yeah, you can't. That's not very good. You're not going to even get past the gates holding that sign. They're going to take it away from you.
They're Chome gates. Chome owns the gates.
Chome owns the gates. They allow the certain types of. They own the types of signs you can use. It's kind of like a WWE event. Sometimes they have a little station where you can make the signs.
People don't realize it, but there's a whole sign mafia out there, and there's a couple. There's only like three sign companies in the world.
Only three.
and, Yeah, something like that. There's not a lot, and they're all going at each other all the time because people make signs. People got to make all these signs you see everywhere. Who's making them, right?
Sign Chome. Companies. Chome.
It's all Chome.
Chome is a sign company.
They're everything.
They own everything. They're everything. They make pizza pops? You think that's from Winnipeg? Nah, man. Chome, boy. Chome. Come get it. All right, we're in chapter 49. Still, we're surfing Dune SA.
I just want to go ahead off the top here and address the fact that this is just like more of Leto interacting with worms, and you're not going to get points for this. It can't just be that over and over.
I wasn't even going to like think about it until we do the point tally tomorrow, but good to know that you're just
going to
veto it. But who gives you the right? You know?
I'm over-legalized just enough to have the right, I think.
All right, I'll allow it. That kind of works. Okay. Yes. And not to bury the lead here. I mean, you pretty much just summed up the entire chapter, kind of. But yeah, Leto is playing a lot in the sand. He's kind of like, he comes out of his still tent and he's wishing like, man, I could just space out all the time. I wish I could space out like all the time, but I can't.
I wish I didn't have
too much work to do
any of this. And I could just lay in the sand and eat spice.
Me too, man.
And be in a tent.
Me too.
A tent sphincter. And, you know, just live out my days. But instead, I gotta go to Jakarutu. I gotta fucking the Golden Path. Blah, blah, blah.
Jakarutu, we gotta get on this. We gotta get on the worms.
Guess
so,
we'll get another fucking worm.
With Leto out. With Leto out on the sand, he's reaching like this critical point where he doesn't have any more water left. He's got like some still tent water, but because his suit was, what's the term for it?
Damaged?
Not damaged. When you purposely do something against somebody.
It was sabotage.
Oh, sabotage. Why did I think he was starting to see? It is damaged. And it was sabotage. So he's reaching this critical point in his journey. But it's important that he follows this at critical point because as soon as he gets on a worm and he's like, I gotta keep going. And I don't know with you, I don't really get like a sense of, I know where he's going. I think he knows, but he's just kind of like, I gotta go. I think I gotta find my dad, but I gotta do it in all the ways. I know we probably talked about this like 2 days ago, but he's got to do it in all the most like complicated ways. So instead of going and asking for directions from Fremen that he sees, he takes an opposite direction altogether. He goes like, nah, can't talk to them. Unfortunately, the Fremen see them, and that leads into a whole other thing. But it's he has to be two steps ahead of himself in a way, because if he sees the future of it, he can't do that future. But if he doesn't do that future, then a new future arises. So I don't know.
That's tough. It's just like he can't think. He can't like... Don't think, Leto.
It's a permanent flow state. It's a permanent flow anything. State. Yeah. And he's just like...
Be liquid.
You know? be like a DJ in Coachella, just vibe it. All right? Be like Moby.
I don't know if you like...
Woodstock 99.
I don't know.
Listen out.
Those references don't make sense with each other, I just want to say. Because at first, I thought, I liked your Coachella one because... Coachella, especially this year, I've been seeing a lot of people saying like
it sucks
that they're sick of these celebrities just booking Coachella sets and being like, I'm a DJ now. But that is what a lot of these celebrity DJs are doing. They just have big enough name that they're like, I'm going to DJ. And then people will come see it. And then they do just sort of try to be liquid and flow through the set and just wing it. And, you know, it doesn't really work out for most of them. But
there's a science to it.
Moby at Woodstock 99 is a whole different story because he delivered a very good set because he was, by the end of it, he was, you know, filled with fear. He, you know, fear was the mind killer.
It was too good.
It helped him perform a banging set so he could get the hell out of there because he started to see some horrors unfold that night.
There were some horrible things.
Check out Who Killed the Radio Star. I think we have a two-part episode about Woodstock 99. That's another podcast I do. Check it out. It's somewhere on the internet.
Yeah. But you know what I mean. Like, Leto's in flow state right now, and this is his way to get to the golden path. He has to sever all connections with everybody. And I've seen you go through episodes of that as well, where you just, you know,
it's true.
Ties.
I'm on the other side of one right now. It's, I've just disconnected a few things. And now I am living in a flow state, and it's good. It's good. It's great. It's like, I'm,
wow.
You know, the more I think about it, I'm very much in sort of the same boat that Leto's in right now, where it's like, I can't. I'm not
to
thinking.
The universe?
I can't think.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I am trying to save the universe, my mm-hmm. own universe, which is in turn everyone else's universe. We're all in this together.
But
I can't.
It's
think.
Really your universe.
I won't.
It's very clear that Steve is leading the charge here. So let's follow.
I won't think. I'm not going to think, and I'm just going to keep on doing things, podcasting mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really trying to eat breakfast every day too.
Nah, I would stop that. I would stop the breakfast, because what you'll start to do expecting the breakfast. Right? You get up every morning and then you set up that thread. And Leto's like, cut that thread. All right. What you got to do is not know what you're gonna do. Don't eat breakfast. All right. Don't even have lunch.
I don't
have
ever though.
Lunch for breakfast. Have breakfast.
I had actually today. Well, want to know what I had today for breakfast?
Probably at burgers.
11:30 a.m. So it wasn't too early, but it's early for me.
That's lunch.
But I didn't have breakfast, though. So this is my first meal, and it's like a half hour after I woke up.
Okay.
Hot chicken wings.
All right. You know what? You brought me back. I like this.
A dozen
of
them.
This puts you back. This puts you back in the flow state.
And a beer.
You didn't say that. Now you're like past flow state.
I was at a pub.
What?
I was at a pub. I woke up and I went straight to a pub today. Yeah. It's true.
What do you do?
I had a business meeting. I had a business meeting.
You
had
business meetings every day. Sometimes
today I did have
5 o'clock in the morning.
That's a different type of business.
I know.
That's taking care of. That's taking care of business meetings.
It's important. Yeah, it's important to do those taking care of business meetings.
I got my monthly TCBs every month.
You got your TCB report? You got your TCB report? Yeah. Yeah. Are the metrics going up, going down? Or say, what's your ROI on those TCBs?
About 20.
Hmm. I think we got to jack those numbers up. Okay, I'll talk to you at their next L10. All right? Bring the KPIs, bring the ROIs, the SAS.
The SAS?
I don't know.
I'll bring the SAS.
Yeah, bring the SAS. All right. So Leto, he's on. When he takes a turn on the worm, when he sees the Fremen actually turn and catch up with him. And he's like, ah, fuck. It's like when you're walking down the hallway and you make eye contact with somebody you know, but you don't want to talk to at that moment. It's not even you don't like them. It's just kind of like you're off. You have to go do something else. But you make eye contact. So you know you got to have that quick 2-minute conversation.
Yeah, now because you do like them, you do have to acknowledge the fact that you have looked into their eyes and now mistreat them. Like a human, yeah. Even though they may be over-legalized and over-organized.
Ugh.
And overly annoying, too, sometimes.
Yeah, and I may, yeah, yes, yes. But this
I think
is
it's more like, I think it's more like speeding past a cop, and then you see him at the last second, and then you try to, and then you try to slow down, but he's already coming. He already clocked you, and he's coming over to you. So now you got to gun it again. And now you're in a high-speed chase. Need for speed.
Yeah, I don't know if you should be driving. I know you've been working on that license. Oh, you have your license, I think. So
I've had my worm license for years. See me driving Shai Halud down the 401. That's the biggest highway in Canada. All right. Better watch out when you're driving that thing, driving a worm down that thing. Highway of Heroes, they call it.
Yeah, you should have taken that with the convoy that was going down in Canada. Imagine that.
No, I was not part of that. No,
it doesn't even matter if you were part of it or not. I just want to see you with a bunch of semi trucks around it, just taking a big old worm to Ottawa. That'd be good.
I don't know. Just that joke for any of our American listeners is the Canadian equivalent of January 6th.
Yeah, it was. And it was actually very polite.
It was way more polite. They just a bunch of people drove a bunch of pickup trucks to Ottawa.
18 wheelers and honked their horns. That's what they did.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I said pickup. I meant semis. Yeah,
semi-trucks. Huge semi trucks. Convoy for Freedom is what it was. Yeah, and they went to Ottawa and they honked their horns for like a week until the cops went like, all right, that's enough. And they left. And that was it.
And then they went home.
It was the most Canadian. Like every time America does something, we do something similar, but just way less cool.
How much money do you think the surrounding Tim Hortons in that area in Ottawa made?
They cleaned up, bro. They cleaned up.
They probably just like, yeah, they were killing. They were crushing their TCB reports.
Oh man, their TCBs and ROIs. It was ridiculous. All they could see was just charts just going upwards in direction. All the charts, you know?
I did see a picture, though, of a guy on a Shai Hulud in the convoy.
I love it.
You blink and you miss it, but there is clearly a giant worm in between a couple of those transports.
Well, he's trying to sever all his ties, you know? That was probably somebody just trying to put on the golden path, and he thought it was on the 401.
I thought the golden path was the 401. You tell me this is the Highway of Heroes?
Look, we got to get back on the TCBs, right? So we got Leto. He notices these guys and they catch up with him, and we meet up with Mirez, the spice smuggler guy that we haven't seen him for a long time at this point.
He's one of mine, isn't he? Isn't he on my roster?
Sure, why not?
I think he is.
I'm going to look up the notes. Sorry, I got a cat on me.
I think I have him.
The cat's like, dude, snuggle me.
Get your cat out of your recording studio, okay? It's unprofessional. Give him a job. You know what I mean? It's like make him a producer.
Do you want a job? Do you want a job? Come here. Get up to the mic.
Sounds like a yes.
Get up to the mic. Job? Yeah, he's... All right,
we're going to take that as a yes. I'd like to welcome our first guest, possibly ever, but for this season, producer extraordinaire Pepper the Cat. So Pepper... What made you want to get into producing?
I just kicked him out. Mm-hmm. He was being annoying.
typical producer behavior.
Yeah, you got to get him out of there. All right. Yeah, so we meet up with Mirez. And I don't even know what to make of this entire interaction between Leto and Mirez. Because, like, does it seem like Mirez knows, or does it seem like Leto knows who Mirez is?
It seems so. It seems like it seems like they're ready to kill each other.
Like almost. But yeah. How would he know who Mirez is if he's separated himself from the future, from all the threads?
Well, you know, now he just separated himself. But before that, he saw a lot of futures.
That's true. He did see a lot of them. So he must have a pretty good cast of characters lined up in his head for like, this is who this is who that is. Yeah. And really what happens here is that things get tense. And eventually he has to put Mirez up to the Chris knife. He has to do a little shim-shammery.
Well, Mirez first is Mirez. Mirez.
He pulls a gun
Mirez
on
Mirez drew first blood.
Yeah.
Except he didn't. He just pulled a pistol on him.
And at first, like, Mirez is like, he doesn't even believe that Leto is Leto Atreides. He's like, he thinks he's just a small man. Like, you can't be talking like this. Like, you're saying crazy stuff, my dude.
Yeah. You are going to get killed really fast. I'm going to do it, actually, like right in a minute.
Yeah. You know, it's better off if you're dead. If we can.
Leto's like, no. I am Leto Paul Muadi, baby boy. All right. And shut up. And he pulls out a Chris knife.
Well, he takes
his neck and
Mirez's.
He's like, without me, Dune will die and perish, and nothing will be green ever. Don't you believe that? Fuck you.
Yeah, and that's the point he makes. That's the point he makes. It's like, look, if you got to keep me around, because if you don't, all of this is going to be fucked. Like, you're not going to get your sand. You're not getting your spice. And you got no worms left. You're just gonna have trees, and that's bullshit.
You know, this is a tough joke to make coming off of that convoy stupid shit we were just saying, but I'm pretty sure I heard Greta Thunberg make this exact same pitch once.
Lisa Nagib.
No, she's doing great things, and I'm sure without her, we won't have worms or water.
Maybe we'll have too many worms. I don't know. I'm very confused about the motivations there. I think we need a convoy. to figure it out.
No, we don't. We don't.
See, that's the thing about that conv. That's the thing about the convoy. It's ruined convoys forever. Well, at least for another 5 years.
Like, convoys used to be like fun because you could sing the song, right?
Yeah.
We got a great big convoy rocking through the night.
I love it. One of the great ones. But now you can't, because then, especially in Canada, because when you say you're on a convoy, everybody thinks you're doing a, you're gonna go honk somewhere, which is like, yeah, we are gonna
yell
do
at
that.
People for wearing masks.
Yeah, I mean, but it doesn't have to be political. We can just do
that. Yeah, it could be Halloween masks.
It could be Halloween masks. You can do it anytime. You can do it anytime you want. Sorry, I didn't know.
All these people run around our country wearing ghost face masks. They haven't even seen the last 3 Scream movies.
Yeah. Or V for Vendetta, those Guy Fawkes masks. Do you guys even know what those mean? Do you even have an idea?
Yeah, that is actually crazy. I'm sure that's something people see like all over the place, at least in North America.
That
but...
guy wanted to replace democracy with the Pope. Yeah, let that sink in for a little bit. Yeah, let's wear that mask. Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah, didn't he like blow up a bar or something with like a barrel full of fire? I don't know.
Close. He attempted to blow up British Parliament. Read and watch V for Vendetta. Goddamn. Anyway, Leto says, if you kill me, you're not going to get your spice, so you better like think of something quick, bucko. And Mirrors is like, well, you better come with me. And that's pretty much where the chapter ends.
Yeah. I mean, it's paraphrasing. Leto makes him bite him.
Yeah, which is, I guess, some sort of like blood oath, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything.
Have you ever seen Twilight? I just can't remember the other Cullen brother's name for the life of me. And also, can you bite me?
You've been on a roller coaster here, Steve. Let's wrap this up. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Honestly, I did like this chapter. It's like a lot of this book has been jumping around all the time, you know, from Leto over to Jessica and Aaliyah and Ganima, but we're sort of on the Leto Express right now. And it's kind of refreshing to just have the story sort of just, his story just continuously sort of keep moving and evolving, even though it's not a lot is happening. He was in the sand a couple days ago. He's still in the sand.
Are you kidding me?
But
not a lot is happening?
No, I mean, things are happening.
He's
but
changing
like,
the universe, all right? For freedom.
That's what I mean. It's all like, it's inside. It's all inside. I also want to address, like, when this whole situation, like, are they standing on the backs of worms, like, beside each other?
No, they're on the sand. He got rid of the worm. The worm's tired. He's tuckered out. He's having a nap.
You run along now, worm. Thank you for your service. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It means so much to us. If you'd like to support the show, a nice, easy, free way to do that is to rate us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen, provided they have a rating system. You know, you just go, you hit that 5 stars, nothing less, because why would you do that? Write a review. Just honestly, write a review and just say, like, hot dog. I want to see a review that just says hot dog. And 5 stars, that's an awesome free way to support the show. It means a lot to us, helps us get advertising maybe. I'm pretty sure in like the 400 episodes we have, we only have 1 episode with advertising on it. So
they deactivated it. I checked.
Chapter by chapter podcast. Of course, you can always support us on Patreon. Type in the name of the show over there. And we will see you back here tomorrow for chapter 50. 50 of the Children of Dune.
Hello, everybody. Just me back again to thank the 3 most important people to this podcast. I'm talking about Nikorn, Hildur, and Big Cheese Daddy. But honestly, thank everybody that's over on our Patreon. You guys are the lifeblood for us. We just can't do this without you guys. It's been a long week. It's been a long week for me. I'm pretty tired. But thank you. Thank you all for listening. If you guys like the show, head over to our Patreon. The link is in the description. Pick a tier that works for you. Get bonus content every single week. Almost every single week. But there's a lot. There's a lot of content. I think there's almost 100 episodes of bonus podcasts ranging from Twin Peaks to we're now covering the new Fallout show. So if you like the new Fallout show, go check that out. But yeah, thank you guys again, and we'll see you tomorrow.